Oh my God, I need way more energy from you people because this is the greatest week of my entire life. Because not only am I ending my week doing comedy to all you beautiful people, but guys, this is the week that 30-year-old Winston Hodges got his life together and moved out of his mom's house. Everybody! Yes, thank you. Thank you. Let me correct that. This is the week that 30-year-old Winston Hodges got evicted from his mom's house. All right, yeah, I thought I had 30 days notice. Not when last names match on the lease, apparently. They can throw you. Guys, I'm a millennial, okay? I don't know if you could tell, but that just meant I planned on living in that house until I inherited it. That was the game plan. Oh, yeah, the only thing I thought I was moving were the bodies down the ramp I had put in. See you later, Mom and Dad. I'll take over these payments now. Let's do it. Oh, man, I like making fun of the living at home thing because mainly it's like, you got to have a good sense of humor about it, man. It's just like, I was single when I was living at home. Do you know what it's like to bring a woman home? And have to be like, yeah, these are my parents. That's right. They live with me. But don't worry, baby. You keep playing your cards right. One day, they're going to live with us. That is the plan. Where are you going? Come back. Please quit running. I don't know, man. There's a lot of people my age that, like, don't think the living at home thing is funny. It hits a little too close to home. Mainly because there's more 20 and 30-year-olds living at home right now with their parents than in the history of this country. And that's a statistic that I made up. For this next joke, but I think some people have would get upset about it. I was doing these jokes on stage once, and I had a guy come up to me after the show, and he just got in my face and was like, yeah, Winston, I moved back home, and I did it for my parents. Yeah, I work in the family business now, and I'm making a pretty good paycheck. You got something funny to say about that? Mr. Funny Man. And I had to be like, well, hold your horses, sir. First things first, that's not a paycheck, that's an allowance. Oh my God, you work for your parents? Congrats on a career in chores. That's exciting. And that's not a company vehicle. We both know that your mom's station wagon. What's going on? At least the bumper sticker on the back said you did hella good in middle school, so congratulations. Well, making Dean's List. That's very exciting for you.